obviously that was extremely disappointing. Obviously they definitely outcoached us on special teams. Obviously a significant issue when they have, minus the fumble, the other ones, when they have fields of 30, 32, 29, 5, and 9 yards to score, and we can't hold them to field goals, you're going to have no chance. I thought statistically in the first half, I thought we moved the ball really well. The fumble hurt us, we're going in to make that keep it within scoring range, and instead they are able to cause a fumble and return all the way to the 5-yard line. And it turns it into a 35-7 game. I mean, that's a 14-point swing. Instead of it being 28-14, it's 35-7. And then they go out and start to drive the scoring drive on the first half, or the second half, go 75 yards and score a touchdown. The very first one, we're playing a two-deep coverage for the sudden change that we've been talking about. And triple option gives you a dynamic on the play action. And we have a safety bite, and they throw it over the backside for a touchdown. I mean, that started it bad after the punt return. Obviously, we've got to do a better job on special teams, coaching them, because that's been a really positive thing around here for a long time, and it's hampered us in multiple facets. Yeah, I mean, it didn't even give us a chance to compete in the game tonight, which is really disappointing. But I thought our kids showed some resiliency and fight there at the end. I mean, we didn't give him a chance on special teams, so it's disappointing. And give you an OB credit. Jacob De Jesus is a dynamic returner, and if we can't get off the line of scrimmage and cover punts, those things are going to happen. So we've invited everybody to return punts on us for the next 3 weeks.
Where do you kind of go? It's what you said is true. I mean, special teams kind of took you guys out of the game. Where do you kind of go with 3 games left to kind of correct those issues?
Well, we obviously got to coach them. We got to do some things schematically that'll give us a chance, whether it's rugby punting, and do some of those things so that we can, if we have to get Aaron to punt the ball 35 yards and out of bounds and take a net, we did that a couple times. One of them was 23. I think the other one was 30-something, and then go out there and get a stop on defense. But obviously, we got to coach that aspect of it better. I mean, it's killing us. So we got to do a better job giving them a chance schematically. And we got some guys that are banged up, so we got some younger guys that probably aren't strong enough on special teams that we got to coach because they're the ones playing. So that's where we're at.
Even just beyond special teams, Coach, after a win or after a loss, you know, you've always said guys are going to come in ready to work, but schematically, I mean, Coach, you talk about those things, but what needs to happen for really just something different for the last 3 weeks where you're coming ready to work? Like, what needs to be different?
You mean the last 3 weeks? I mean, 3 weeks ago, we beat the tar out of Hawaii. Last week, we turned the ball over 3 times, and this time it's a punt return. So obviously, we've got to coach them better. We've got some guys that are beat up that's hurting us. So obviously, we need to replace some pieces in recruiting and get some more depth in recruiting. And with the 25 scholarship limit gone, we can do that, which means there's going to be different faces here, which is a part of that deal. We've got some pieces that give us a chance to be competitive. We need more. And so we started that. Obviously, that's an ongoing process every day. We've got a bunch of guys scheduled to come in on December 1st so that we can get a head start for those guys to get here in January. But obviously, I mean, if you want to be able to compete, when you lose guys, you have to be able to replace them with guys that have a chance to go out there and compete. I mean, look at what happened, I think, Nevada and Hawaii. Somebody told me Hawaii beat Nevada today. And that's our league right now.
Has anything changed? You know, I know you don't want to be close, but has anything changed? Do you still feel like you're close? You're right where?
I do. I think we're some pieces. We have some pieces missing. But I think the only way to build this program and the longevity in the 126 years of this program is to have continuity. And what Coach Vincent's been able to do in one season from January here, and the improvement that we made on that side of the ball. And obviously, with the young guys having to play better in the secondary, Christian Ellis obviously was hurt, not playing well enough. And that's my fault for not recognizing that sooner. He got ran by twice with his hip pointer. I thought he looked okay in practice. Obviously, he wasn't fast enough to go with those guys. So that's not his fault. That's my fault. Obviously, we need to continue to replace a couple of those pieces. But we're close to getting this thing flipped. We need to add those pieces, put them through an off season. I mean, the great thing is, it's November 4th. We're not eliminated from bowl contention yet. The 3 teams we have to play, they're dang good teams. okay? Doesn't mean that they're not so much better than us. I mean, they won't. I don't think they'll be like the next like tonight was. Obviously, we're gonna have to fix the special teams aspect of it to even give us a chance. But yes, continuity is the way in this program. When you've had good teams, it's continuity, it's building. Okay, I'm in the fourth year of this. You have the COVID year. Fifth year of building programs is when you see things. Now, do you need to see progress going forward? I see progress every single game that we play. Tonight we gave, like I said, 21, 30, 32, 5-9 yard fields. That's obviously we can't do that to have a chance to be competitive. Okay. And Coach Fran, and I played under Coach Fran. Fourth year, I think they were 6-5. Or maybe 5-7, and then the fifth year and the sixth year competed for a championship and made it to the championship game. Coach Long's fifth year time we got to a bowl game. We're going into our fifth year. I think we've done a good job recruiting with some pieces. Obviously, we need to recruit more depth. The difference in what we're doing here is we lost our best safety last year to the transfer portal because he could transfer. We lost probably our best linebacker to the transfer portal. We lost one of our best running backs to the transfer portal. Okay, those are different challenges. So now we're going to go replace those. And with this, like we did last year, with pieces like DJ Washington, Jeremiah Hickson, RD, Dylan, those guys, we'll find 25 more just like that and have the ones that we brought in already. And I believe we're close. Okay, and that's where we're going to continue. It's recruiting. You want to be a good coach, you get good players, and we need more. We need depth, so on special teams, we don't have what happened tonight.
Coach, after a loss like this, how do you make sure you keep the locker room in high spirits? Obviously, they're going to feel this tonight. Moving into this tail end of the season and for what you want to accomplish, how do you make sure your team still has that same goal?
We got 19 guys on the leadership, in a leadership group that I meet with every day. And those guys, they are the ones that determine how the outlook of the team is. When they see somebody that they don't think is going down the right path, they do a great job. And so far, they've done a great job of keeping him down that line. I'm sure there's a lot, especially the young ones, that'll have some doubt. Alec Marenko, CJ, James, our center, Dylan, obviously in a short time. Those guys during practice, Tito Stafford, those guys, Jeremiah Hickson, they do a great job of keeping those guys in line. I mean, I hope they're heartbroken and disappointed because they expected to come out here and have a chance to win. And when it goes south, they either lay down or they continue to fight. I mean, that last touchdown drive by Devin and those crews, the first offensive line out there, it was Bill out there, it was Andrew Henry out there, it was DJ, it was Jeremiah. I mean, it was our guys that we believe in out there fighting. On defense, the last two, I mean, they get the ball at the 5-yard line, they have to go for it on fourth down to score. I mean, that they're out there fighting. If they lay down, then they're going to score on the first play. I mean, that's a testament to who this football team is and why I believe in them and the relentlessness of them and why I think we're close. That attitude.
Monster day for Ricky White. 8 receptions, 165 yards, 2 TDs. Can you talk about some of the challenges in terms of covering him?
Yeah, I mean, they were better than what people have been on third down against us. We had the first third down of the game. After the punt return, we had them in a 3rd-and-9, and they threw it over the linebacker's head in front of Christian to the tight end. And then we got them in a 3rd down when it was after we made it 14-7. We get them in a 3rd-and-7, and him and Zach Morris is there. It's the kind of plays that I talked about on Tuesday in the press conference. Ricky White will jump up and take competitive balls, and he jumped up. Zach got his hand up, but Ricky was able to reach over him and make a play. He's a dynamic receiver, much like, I mean, very similar to a lot of the plays that DJ was making today across the field. I mean, a 6'5 guy. Ricky White's obviously not 6'5, but he's 6'2. He can jump, and he makes great competitive catches. And that was a huge play in the game because instead of making them punt at 14-7, they converted it down to our 9-yard line. And then I think it took them 3 more plays to get in.
Second half against San Jose State, I mean, you talked about it at multiple points. It just felt like the train got rolling. Mm-hmm. You couldn't stop in some ways. Did it feel like that in the first
no,
half?
No, like I said, 21, 20, 32, 5-9. That's the difference than San Jose State's were long plays and long drives. They had short fields, and we didn't respond to get field goals. Yeah. All right, thanks. Go Lobos.
Yeah, can I hear
you? Sure.
I mean, you guys have to go 3-0
Yep. It's November 11th, and we still have our goal in front of us. That's further than we've been around here. They believe in it. They'll show up tomorrow. They'll be really quiet. They'll be depressed about tonight. We'll get ready for Boise. We play them at 8 o'clock up there. Boise and Colorado State played a heck of a game 3 weeks ago. They got after Wyoming really good last week. They play Fresno tonight they're still fighting for a chance to get into the championship game. I like going to Boise. I know our kids are excited to go to Boise. I've been in this league since 1999, and all the story of playing on the blue turf and all those things. Our kids will be excited to go up there and compete. And then we get Fresno, and then we get here for Utah State on Thanksgiving weekend.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.